This is Maggie Seiler reporting from the 130th ASTA annual meeting. I'm sitting with Risa, and we're going to talk just a little bit today. She was newly elected to the board of directors, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So, Risa, can you just state your name real quick, where you're from, and what company you're with?
I'm Risa DeMacy. I'm with Grassland Oregons out of Salem, Oregon. Our company focuses on turf grasses, forage grasses, and cover crops.
And what position were you just elected to?
Second vice chairman. And I have served on the board for the last 5 years as the regional vice president. So it's a new role within the board and very exciting.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to working with as the second vice president and in that role? What are some of the things you're looking forward to conquering this year?
Oh, conquering is a big word. I'm really looking forward to facilitating more conversations on behalf of my sector. It's really exciting to be part of the American Sea Trade Association because it's really unique. It's one company, one vote. Myself being involved in a smallish company. I wouldn't say we're small, mid-range in our sector, but in comparison to some of the large corporations that you see at a meeting like this, like the Monsanto, Syngenta's, Bayer, our company is significantly smaller than that. But, I can sit alongside of them at a table and we can have conversations, and I feel like I have equal input, and I think that is not the norm today, and it is an incredible opportunity.
You're also, I understand, the first woman to be elected to this role. What does that mean to you, or do you see that shift in the industry maybe even?
Oh, when I first started in the industry, there really weren't very many women. And it has been exciting to see more women get involved. But I don't want to make too much of it and make that the only thing that, one, I'm remembered for, or that this role is about, my taking this role. I've never felt like it's been an issue in any of the meetings that I've, any of the committees I've chaired or any of the meetings I've been involved in. I've never felt that it was a gender difference or that had any effect on the voice that I had. It's always been very respectful and very much a group effort no matter what we did. And gender roles never played a big role in it. Again, I don't want to downplay that enough. It is exciting to be the first woman. A little bit of pressure to get it right. I have to behave.
So the second day into this conference now, what are you seeing as some of the big topics that are being discussed here? What are things that are really striking you as what we're looking forward to the future here in the seed industry?
Oh, I think that the technology that's coming out, the biological and technological advances, are just overwhelming at times, just to keep up. And even though they're happening currently more with corn and soybean and some of the crops that I'm not involved in, it's exciting to get to stand on top of a table and see the world in a bigger view, because they are going to affect us, mm-hmm. one way or the other. Whether I get involved with it personally, it's going to be around me. So how do I navigate the success of our business in the midst of that and find our place in it? And that's, that's the exciting part for me as far as the future and things I see coming and what I want to help facilitate is continuing that, that all the voices are included and that we all have something to contribute. We can all collaborate and our voices together are stronger rather than just trying to be a little minnow and in the ocean and, get lost in the shuffle.
Thank you. This is Maggie Seiler reporting from the 130th ASTA annual meeting.